Ascent Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Remarkable, Proven Insights to Accelerate Your Career by David Cronfeld, narrated by Emmanuel Trimacero. Preface. I am a successful business person by any measure and have been rewarded financially with great prosperity, despite significant obstacles I had to overcome. When I emigrated from Israel to the United States, I could barely speak English. While studying to earn my engineering degree, I came to understand the language reasonably well, but I spoke it poorly. I also had a thick accent, which, combined with my crude English, made it troublesome for people to comprehend me. To make matters worse, my native country had a different culture and behavioral norms. Some of these norms were quite dissimilar and not very endearing to Americans, particularly not in the corporate world. Given all that, the odds of success were stacked against me, and most likely I would have had an average career, at best, had it not been for this one exonerating characteristic. I attribute insight as the single most important factor that allowed me to accelerate my career. In fact, if you were to ask people who know me best, they would acknowledge and affirm that I have proven to be quite insightful, and uniquely so. Even my most prosperous peers would concur. Although insightfulness mostly reflects innate talent, I claim that I can teach you to become more insightful. This is my ultimate purpose in writing this book. The primary objective of this book is to teach you how to become more insightful in business, make better decisions, and more quickly advance your career. I don't do it by simply recounting my own career progression and experiences with the hope that you discover insights that you can emulate. Although imitation might be flattering, applying what you learn from my experiences and advice will yield you much better results for you. The genesis of this book originated with my daughter, Beth, who managed to do well in her own right. Over the years, as any involved father would do, I offered her advice and guidance. Beth maintains that my advice and insights were unique and meaningfully contributed to her success. She implored me to memorialize it in a book so that her children, grandchildren, and many others could benefit too. My first reaction was, "You were the beneficiary. You know exactly what helped. Why don't you put it in writing yourself?" She responded, "I would not be able to explain it the way you can. On top of being insightful, you have an uncanny ability to explain everything in a way that is simple and yet powerful enough to leave a strong impression on people so that they actually adopt and put the wisdom to use." It was factual logic. So I acquiesced. Some time later, we decided to expand the premise of the book to allow more people to potentially benefit from my advice, and so the idea of publishing a book for general readership emerged. I incorporate some personal stories into the book to provide real-life examples that illustrate many of the lessons and techniques the book teaches, thereby enhancing the reader's learning and comprehension. Some of the personal stories also serve to provide a more proper perspective of the sacrifices, obstacles, perseverance, and all the ups and downs on the road to success, as well as a fuller understanding of me as an individual. Over my long career, I have been a management consultant dealing with the most critical strategic decisions companies face, a corporate executive, and a venture capitalist. I've had intimate exposure to the highest priority challenges facing hundreds of companies. I have seen strategies that flourished and plans that floundered. I have witnessed companies thrive and companies fail, managers who prospered and managers who suffered setbacks and even disgrace. Be it hiring or firing, I decided the fates of many managers at all levels, including CEOs. Through this book, I aspire to instill all the insight I've acquired so that you become wiser. The odyssey of my success was an arduous one, in both my personal circumstances and business trajectory. As it turns out, less than favorable circumstances were part of my life from early childhood. I came from a poor background, and nothing was effortless for me in my formative years. I completely lacked appreciation for the value of education and had no awareness of the business opportunities that education may have provided me. No mentor or educated person was around to offer me a better perspective. Significant amounts of resilience and perseverance were required to overcome many obstacles. Throughout the book, I share some selected personal experiences, not just to provide perspective on the importance of resilience and perseverance for one's career success, but also as a way to help inspire the fortitude and motivation to persevere when your own hardships arise. In most cases, the personal stories enhance and elucidate the hardcore business observations as well. The book's primary audience is professionals in the early stages of their careers, up to 10 years of work experience, or those planning to have such careers. That being said, the guidance can be of substantive value to the more experienced and even seasoned executives who can leverage the insightful perspectives. In addition, this book offers a special, added value to foreign students and foreigners in general who wish to pursue a career in the United States, particularly those who come from cultures different from the American culture. My personal stories and experiences should be quite illuminating to such foreigners and perhaps help them plow an easier path to success than the one I had to endure. Also, I include a short section for young adults to elevate the importance of a quality education with the hope of bolstering their inner drive and resolve to work hard and do well in school. It provides cogent logic that will be a complement to their parents' advice and guidance. As we all know, sometimes children are more open to advice given by others, even if it is the same as the parents. Consider bringing this section to the attention of your own children or nieces and nephews. I wrote this book in a conversational style to aid both comprehension and readability. My hope is that the relaxed and informal language creates the sense that you're sitting around a table discussing intriguing topics with friends or family. The book is organized around specific lessons, observations, loosely stated rules, and a list of do's and don'ts. I present observations with definitive justification and rationale to enable you to ascertain their value while retaining the flexibility of context so the learnings can be adapted to your particular circumstance. There are ample observations and insights in this book, some simple, others profound, and all variations in between. A single casual reading will not provide the reader with the full wisdom of the book, so one will benefit from revisiting it from time to time. The more often you visit, the more you'll see. This is particularly so with the passage of time and as your own experience grows and your perspectives change. I would not hesitate to bet that each successive reading will find you reacting to different topics in different ways, multiplying your awareness and adoption of insightfulness. At times, I express my ideas in a precise, more definitive manner. I use definitive language for a variety of reasons. Mostly, I have conviction regarding my ideas and believe that communicating in a succinct and direct way is the most effective, particularly in a teaching context. Black and white statements are easily understood when not burdened with too many qualifying ones. Whatever my reasons, be assured that it is not out of arrogance or overconfidence that I know it all. Along the same vein, I also make many observations about human behavioral traits and may use the same definitive language. Please keep in mind that I'm not trained in, nor do I claim to have, specific knowledge of behavioral science or its related fields. Whatever comments I make represent my personal perspectives and beliefs and are introduced to provide some potential rationale and context regarding the business-related observations and recommendations. Finally, as I provide observations and rules, please bear in mind that there are exceptions to every rule and an exception to every exception. However, an exception doesn't create its own rule, nor does it invalidate one. A rule is only meant to give you the highest probability for an outcome. Thus, just because you may be able to conceptualize an exception doesn't invalidate the rule or learning I am offering. I hope you enjoy and benefit from reading this book. All the best and good luck in your endeavors. David Cronfeld. Author's Note. This book focuses on a single dimension that I believe has the highest impact on one's career, insightfulness. The book addresses insightfulness at three levels, each with a specific objective or goal. Level 1, sharing general observations and recommendations. Basically, a list of do's and don'ts, which are based on the insights I learned over my career. The objective here is to provide value-added knowledge and specific insightful rules that you can use to increase the probability of your own success. Level 2, giving you tools that you can use to become more insightful yourself. The goal here is to teach you the art of how to become more insightful when analyzing situations and reading business decisions. Level 3, teaching you advanced techniques of how to become as insightful as your potential may allow. In other words, and by analogy, let's say you want to be a basketball player, and I'm an experienced coach. The first level means that I will give you pointers that will make you a better shooter, rebounder, defender, passer, and so on. At the second level, I'll teach you how to analyze rudimentary tactics, team plays, and the strengths and weaknesses of opponents so that you can apply tactics to win games. At the third level, I'll teach you the advanced techniques used by professionals at the top of their game. Clearly, everybody can benefit from the first level of insightfulness. However, just how much one benefits from the second and third levels depends on two things. First, the way one thinks and uses their brains. I refer to it as brain power. Second, one's innate skills that dictate the limit of a person's potential, meaning I can teach you all the tactics and strategies of basketball. But how your brain works will determine just how good a tactician or strategist you'll become. In the same vein, I can teach you everything that Michael Jordan was taught, but how close you'll get to becoming a Michael Jordan will depend on your innate athletic skills. As the basketball example demonstrates, in the case of sport competition, the success requirements are innate athletic ability and appropriate brain power. In the context of this book, and from the perspective of business career advancements, there is only one variable: how you use your brain power. As you read the book, the sophistication of what it says, the degree of nuance presented, and the depth of discussion surrounding some theories and tools will vary, because they will reflect which level of teaching I'm addressing. If you have the inclination and the brain power to enjoy the level 3 readings, then you'll enjoy the whole book. If not, you might find some places a bit too philosophical for your taste, so you might choose to skip through those sections. Please keep in mind that the main goal of the book is not to make you the next Michael Jordan in your chosen profession. Rather, it is to make you a better player. Anybody and everybody who reads and puts to practice what the book teaches will most likely greatly increase their probability for success in business. Just how much so will depend on you as an individual. Consider this. Michael Jordan was renowned for his long hours of practice. He truly believed that continued practice allowed him to reach and maintain his best potential. The same thing is true with insightfulness. The tools and techniques discussed in this book need to be studied and restudied, practiced and repracticed, not just read once, to allow you to reach your highest potential as well. The discerning reader may also observe that I have a secondary objective for the book. I mentioned that I substantiate my opinions and recommendations with detailed reasoning. The primary purpose of doing so is to give you, the reader, as much explanation as possible so that you will be able to better judge the wisdom and value of my advice, as well as adjust my recommendations to your unique circumstances. The secondary objective is to demonstrate the granularity of thinking that leads to superior analysis, a critical component in reaching insightfulness. In other words, my secondary objective is to demonstrate how to think more deeply and analytically in both business and in life in general. Although a secondary objective, it is not of secondary value. In fact, insightfulness is achieved precisely because of increased analytical skills. As a result, Although the book's primary audience is someone early in their career, the more experienced professional will benefit from the sections that dive deeply into the granularity of thought and analyses. So please be patient with the sections you feel may be too philosophical and challenging, and enjoy the sections you find helpful. Section 1. Understanding Insightfulness. Chapter 1. Insight in the context of business and what makes it unique. I claim that insight is the single most important factor that allowed me to accelerate my career. I also claim that I can teach you to become more insightful yourself. However, I use the words insight and insightfulness in a somewhat unique way. It is specifically tailored to be applicable in the business world. Understanding the way I define it and its nuances is imperative. Insight and insightfulness are words that describe a concept, translating a concept into actions that can be taught and in turn used by someone is a challenging task. This is particularly so for concepts that appear clear and are well understood, yet in reality are overly general and somewhat amorphous. By way of analogy, let's take the word astute. Everybody understands what the word means, but how does one actually become astute, or more astute than one already is? When we hear a statement that provides a perspective deeper or different from our own, we may characterize it as astute. It is easy for us to identify it, but what can we actually do to become more astute ourselves? Clearly, it is not an easy thing to understand and do, yet it is exactly the objective of this book, to teach you how to become more insightful in the context of the business world. To do this, I need to define insight and insightfulness in my own way, so please bear with me as I first discuss my definition. I believe that you will likely discover some new insights, pun intended, that will allow you not to just better appreciate what follows, but more importantly, to be better equipped to benefit from it. Let's look first at the definition of insight from dictionary.com. Insight, noun. 1. An instance of apprehending the true nature of a thing, especially through intuitive understanding. 2. Penetrating mental vision or discernment, faculty of seeing into inner character or underlying truth. Note the strong reference to intuitive understanding and mental vision. You could conclude that insight is something dependent on innate capabilities we are born with and that it cannot be taught or learned. So, how can I make the claim that by reading this book, the reader can become more insightful? The answer lies in looking at insight in a slightly different way. Colloquially, the word insight is used in many ways that are not based on intuition or mental vision of one kind or another. For example, it is used to describe some information one has that is not immediately available to others. For example, he has some insight about what's going on in that country. This reflects some knowledge that is not generally known. It is this kind of an insight that I am referring to in my experience and in this book. How does one arrive at such insight? I suggest that insightfulness comprises two separate dimensions. The first is a keen understanding that reflects the accumulated knowledge and wisdom one brings to bear in situations and circumstances that commonly occur with similar dynamics and reasonably predictable outcomes. It can come from one's own experience or observations and lessons imparted by others from their experience. These lessons teach us about how things really work and the do's and don'ts in such situations. The second reflects on one's ability to conduct more discerning analyses of unique business situations/challenges, leading to observations and conclusions that are uniquely different from what others may arrive at. I refer to the second one as specific situational analyses. This ability to reach insightful, specific situational analyses is heavily driven by distinct tools and techniques. This book addresses both aspects. It offers specific observations and lessons, as well as the various tools and techniques that lead to more insightful situational analyses. To this end, I define insight and insightfulness in a unique way. Both the definition of insight is unique, and so is the conceptual difference between insight and insightfulness. It may seem at first to be a minor nuance, but it is not. It captures the essence of this book. Insight, an ability to observe situations, evaluate all relevant information, discern the true nature of things, and attain a perspective that helps reach and/or influence a correct evaluation and decision in support of a desired outcome. Note that my definition represents an ideal of utmost perfection in that it implies that we observe all or everything there is to observe and discern all the truth there is to be discerned. Clearly, rarely can such perfection be attained. In reality, there are varying degrees of insights, kind of partial insights, which are much more likely. It means that only some of the analyses are conducted insightfully, while others may not be, or that only some greater truth had been discovered, but not necessarily the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. However, this fact doesn't take away from the value I attribute in this book to insight, be it partial or full perfection. First, we all strive for full perfection, and second, any partial insightfulness will still result in superior outcomes relative to analyses performed without any insights, or with lesser insights. Thus, henceforth, whenever I refer to insight, it includes both partial and total perfection. I believe that everything attributed to me as having a unique insightful talent is meant in the way I just defined it. No sixth sense or extraordinary degree of intuition, instincts, or mental capability. Only the ability to observe all of the relevant information and analyze it correctly, so that you may discern the true nature of things, which will result in a correct evaluation and a correct decision. Note that my definition clearly implies that in any given situation, one can't be wrong and still be insightful, and conversely, one can't be insightful and be wrong. Thus, if you learn to become more insightful, you have learned to be more correct. That is why learning how to become more insightful will allow you to make correct decisions and accelerate your career. Not only can the definition of insight be taught and learned, but as importantly, it is more relevant in business. I refer to it in a simple way as the ability to see the forest for the trees, yet still see the trees in the forest, combined with thinking out of the box and driven by pure, simple logic and correct data, which often represent a big challenge in business situations and can be important and at times critical. As you look closely at my definition of insight, you may notice a seemingly interesting paradox. Notice that in my definition, I use the phrase, an ability to observe situations. Well, if it is only the ability to observe, it means that it is there for all to see. If one discerns from that the true nature of things, then many others could as well. If it leads to correct decision-making, then it implies that most agree, which means it must be logical and consistent with what people already know or understand. So how can something be there for all to see, be logical, make a lot of sense, and that most agree with, yet be considered insightful? This appears to contradict the very definition of insightfulness. After all, insightfulness refers to a unique observation or capability that is not apparent to everybody. An interesting paradox, but only conceptually. The reality is that even though all can observe and see the same things, only a few are able to see beyond the obvious. It is the obvious that all can see and observe. Often, the less obvious appears to be a nuance, something that appears to be of no importance or significance, and therefore is frequently ignored. Indeed, many times, the nuance is not all that important. However, in some situations, it may hold the key to correct understanding. It is in those situations that insightfulness can come into play. It just requires someone to be aware of a fact or an element that has escaped everyone else. As you continue to read the book, pay attention in the stories and examples to how what appears to be an unimportant nuance turns into an insightful observation that completely changes the analyses and conclusions. We all possess the ability to be insightful. We all exhibit it, on and off, to one degree or another. There is nothing terribly unique about that. However, I would like to introduce a small nuance to differentiate between what all of us can do and what only a few of us can. Insightfulness is a unique capability. So far, I have intermingled insight, insightful, and insightfulness. I would separate and define the word insightfulness to mean something different from the other two. I'll define insightfulness in a way that applies to only a very few. Thus, I define insightfulness to represent a unique capability. I define insightfulness, or an insightful person, as having the ability to be insightful with a high degree of consistency. In other words, it is not the occasional display of brilliance or insight that matters much. It is doing so consistently. As such, one has a distinguishable talent, and uniquely so, that others will notice. Expanding your innate ability to be insightful and enabling you to do so more consistently is what I can teach you in this book. You will then become an insightful person. My hope is that you will gain many new perspectives that will enable you to consistently reach better decisions and, by extension, be more successful. Much of the art of insight reflects a different way of thinking, which requires paying attention to nuances, framing issues differently and uniquely, seeing beyond the obvious, and so on. It would be of value for you as you read this book to try to always ask yourself whether you would have indeed thought about each of the observations I make in the same way yourself. Better yet, try to second-guess me on each of my observations before you proceed to read my analyses and conclusions. It will help you realize that the perspective I have taken in many cases is different and indeed insightful. One more thing. Insight, insightful, and insightfulness are conceptual words, which are not necessarily easy to measure. It would be useful for the purpose of this book to use some simplistic attributes that allow some characterization of how to differentiate and characterize the insightful person from the non-insightful, and the degree of insightfulness. I have already suggested that the answer lies in the difference between seeing the obvious from the non-obvious, and the nuances in between. I will therefore use the following terms to loosely differentiate the insightful from the non-insightful. Deep/refined thinker versus shallow thinker, and correspondingly a continuum of deep, i.e., deep, deeper, deepest, and shallow, shallower, shallowest, to differentiate between the relative degrees of insightfulness. Chapter 2. Arriving at Insightfulness. Because insightfulness is a concept, it is impossible to give a formula or recipe as to how to achieve it. There is no list of specific activities that will assure one attains it. However, there is a way of thinking and an approach to analyzing and dissecting situations that will increase the probability of getting there. I refer to it as the overall conceptual methodology for achieving insightfulness. It is a theoretical four-step process, which, when carried out properly, will significantly increase the likelihood of attaining insightfulness. As you study the methodology, try to understand what the objectives of each of the steps are. Understanding what you're after will help in doing it better. The four-step methodology for achieving insightfulness. Step 1. Define precisely the correct challenge that needs to be overcome. The word correct is emphasized here. because clearly, if one doesn't identify correctly the challenge slash problem that needs to be solved, then a correction solution will not likely be discovered. The word precisely is emphasized to ensure that people don't misinterpret the intentions behind the challenge to be overcome. In most situations, the challenge or problem to be overcome is not defined very precisely, and thus could be interpreted in various ways and with significantly different implications. By definition, a situation like this is not precisely, and therefore, not correctly described. This generally happens because
sample complete. Ready to continue?